It's a blessing to be here, and I know that we pretty much say the same thing every time, but we are so thankful for this church here and for y'all's support and your prayers, and we know that we can't be there without you being here, and so I'll say it again that we do appreciate y'all here. This July, I will have been married and on the mission field for 21 years. I heard that Bill was trying to return me to my dad this afternoon. I'm not sure what all that was about, but evidently there was some kind of a 20-year warranty, so he just missed it. So I guess he's stuck with me. I'd like to read a verse in Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs 16 and verse 15 says, "In the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain." And we read these verses a few weeks back, and I've just been thinking about it, and it's been interesting to me to think about your countenance and all that's involved there. I don't know, it's just interesting to think about different people that have different looks about them, and there's people that are more approachable, and there's even ways to know when someone you should approach or you shouldn't, especially if it's a family member or a good friend. You can tell just by their face if it's a good time to talk to them or not. And I don't know, we enjoy seeing smiles from different people, and I know when we used to travel a long time ago, when there were the Mexican aduanas, we liked to see smiles on their faces, because a lot of times if they just weren't in a good mood, they could just turn us back for no good reason. And it was good to see a smile. If they were in a good mood, that probably meant we were going to get through. And I know kids like to see smiles on their parents' face. They need that approval. I won't go into all that, but smiles give great joy for lots of different reasons. From friends, from babies. In general, we just like smiles. And I guess what I want to get to is that it's an incredible thing for me to think that the King of Kings has smiled on me. Amen. And I know that he has. He smiled on me. I don't know what it's like to live firsthand in a place under a king back in times when it made a difference. I think what his mood was and his countenance was, it obviously made a difference sometimes between life and death. And I just praise the Lord tonight that I don't have to wait and see if he's going to accept me or reject me. Because of Jesus Christ, I have been accepted in the Beloved. Yes. And the King has smiled on me, and I have life, like this verse says. And then just to go a little farther, I have favor besides, which is incredible to me. To think it says, as a latter rain, all the things he's given me. Not only did he chose not to condemn me, but he gave me godly parents and a healthy upbringing, pastors and this church, a husband, precious children and co-workers, and I get to be right there in the ministry, right there, when he smiles on somebody else. Like John said, there's nothing like it. I can't even explain it to you, but it is the most rewarding job there has to be. I've heard that being a teacher is the most rewarding thing, and I'm sure this has to compare, because there is nothing like seeing someone come to Christ. In the past year and a half there in Toluca, we've seen two young men, ages 17, 18, come to the Lord. And I thank the Lord that a lot of that was due, not to give them credit, but to Stephen and Lena witnessing to these two young men. They had a part in that. And what's really thrilling to me, these two young men, their names are Isaac and Alain. They are two of our most faithful street preachers. Amen. They're 17 and they're out there any chance they get.
Praise the Lord.
And it reminds me of about 15 to 20 years ago when I first moved down there to Mexico. There were two different young men that got saved around that age. Alberto was one in León and Esteban in Aguascalientes. And now those two young men, one is a pastor, a full-time pastor there in Aguascalientes, and the other one has been a missionary, a full-time missionary for like 12 years now, supported down there. These were two young men that got saved at the age of 17, and so when I see these two new young men, I just am excited to think of what God's going to do in them. so again, I just wanted to reiterate that this was such a blessing to see that I have life and I have favor, and he did all this for me, and he's doing it for others down there. And to me, this is better than any latter rain. Like it says, they told me when I first got here that y'all had had a real dry spell for the first part of the year, and then it ended up being the wettest March in history. But to me, that doesn't even compare to what God's doing in Mexico. And I'm just truly thankful that in the light of hit the King's countenance, there is life. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Jesus.